No, that's why I offered to Westminster, because then I didn't ever have to take a side.
Hey there, Commissioner Murdoch.
Can you hear me now?
I can, absolutely.
All right. Hey, Dea. Since we're... time is past 9 o'clock, so we'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. At this time, time is 9:06. We're here at the Commission Chambers in Monticello, Utah. We have here Mr. Commissioner Rareboy is on the phone. Mr. Commissioner Adam is here and myself. Go ahead and proceed with the meeting. We have a proposed agenda before us. One item.
Trey has it, let me.
And invocation will be in order now. There be no volunteer, I guess we'll just go ahead and do it. I'll provide the opening prayer. Thank you for this day, Father in heaven. We ask you for your blessings. We know the blessings are good. In this way we can have unify effort in terms of what we're doing, make a decision, and we'll go in peace. We thank you for all your rating of the blessings that you have on us day and night, keeping us alive, keeping us safe, protected. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 With that reading, proposed agenda, Mr. Vidal.
Okay, our agenda today is one item, it's a business action item. It's consideration of a resolution of the San Juan County Board of Commissioners appointing blank as the county attorney, completing the term vacated officially on March 28, 2022 by the elected county attorney, Kendall Laws, which term expires December 31st, 2022. That is your agenda for today. One item.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Maryboy.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the agenda as is.
Okay. Any second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Any question, addition, deletion? There being none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Sherman.
Opposed? Mr. Adams?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion. Consideration of the resolution of San Juan County Board of Commissioners appoint Alex Goble as the county attorney, completing the term vacated officially on March 28, 2022 by elected county attorney Kendall Laws, which term expires in December 31st, 2022. That's my motion.
Is a motion made by Mr. Adams to consider the Resolution of San Juan County Board of Commission appointing Alex Scoville as attorney, county attorney, completing the term vacated officially on March 28th by the elected county attorney Kendall Laws, which term expired December 31st, 2022. So, is there a second to the motion? Going once. Twice. Three times.
I speak to it.
Mr. Adams.
Mr. Goble has been the assistant county attorney for 3 years. And he has been acting in that capacity. We have to have an attorney because we have court every week. He is one of the candidates that applied for the position. He is the only one that filed for county attorney to run for election in November in the name of consistency, keeping the county attorney's office running between now and December. When he will be elected, I just think that consistency is important in the county attorney's office, and that we should appoint him to be the interim county attorney. Otherwise, that's my reasoning.
Okay. Going on the four. Call for a second. There being none, motion fails. Is there any other discussion? Mr. Maryboy.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, and thank you for the for the time. I'd like to say that the judge ruling, it's an order. We've been ransacked, but it's an order, and I'd like to make that move to comply with its order that directs the commission to pick one of the four attorneys residing in San Juan County to fill the county attorney vacancy, and that the administrator sets a schedule, a special meeting on May 10 or 11 to allow the time for the commission to consider their choice for this appointment. And like I said, this is something that's been set, and now we have to deal with it, and kind of unreal. But for that, those attorneys that applied would like to schedule that special meeting on May 10 or 11 to consider the four applications that we have. That would be my motion, Mr. Chair.
Okay. There's a motion entertained to call for a special meeting on May, is it 10th or the 11th?
10 or 11th, yeah.
Yeah. So, with that motion.
Question on the motion.
I'll go ahead and second it. Mr. Adams?
Why can't we do it today? We've known that these four people have applied. What's going to change between today and next week? All we're doing is stalling the inevitable. We're going to pick one of these four attorneys to be the interim because the court has ordered us to. And I just don't understand why we can't do it today.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Mary Boy.
I'm reviewing the applicants. I have the applicants, and I'm trying to figure out which of the applicants that I would consider. The applicant that was considered right now, the gentleman was a deputy at the time when Kendall was the attorney. And you know my position with Kendall. And at that point in time, he made some decisions and appointed out some positions during the time when we were in courts about redistricting. So I don't trust him as much as I never trusted the guy that left the office. So my position is to consider the attorneys that we have listed. And for that time, I would have a considerable amount of time to choose the attorney that I think would be the best candidate for the county.
Kenneth, Alex Goble's going to be the attorney in December. That's not even debatable. Nobody else is running. Why do we want to have somebody else be the attorney until December when we know Alex Goble's going to be the attorney in the end of December this year? It's not even debatable.
So.
Well, you heard my position, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye also. Opposed, nay?
Hell no.
Motion carries, 2 in favor, 0, 1 opposed. Yeah.
I think we ought to consider hiring 5 attorneys today to represent the commission, Mr. Our administrator and Mr. Duncan, because we're putting this off. We've got to be in court on the 16th if we're going to play this game any longer. That's going to cost us $50,000, and I thought that's what both of these other commissioners committed not to do, is get us into a lawsuit. We're in a lawsuit. We each need counsel, so I'd suggest that we start looking for counsel right now.
That's
it's going to take some time to get 5 attorneys hired to represent us.
So with that direction,
we will follow the law. Yeah.
So
we will.
So we're going to appear in court on the 16th, right?
Supposedly not.
Okay, so the next commission meeting, we'll schedule it. We'll try to schedule it for the 11th.
Okay.
Is that the date that you want? What does the schedule look like on the 11th? Then also, how do you want? Do you want the 4 attorneys present and do an interview of them? You've had their information.
I certainly think Commissioner Maryboy should be here.
Yes.
If it's interviewing, I think Commissioner Maryboy should be here.
There's a meeting going on, and there's a not call for a public hearing. So.
Okay. The so. What do you want in that next commission meeting? Do you want the 4 applicants to be in attendance and ask them questions like you would at an interview? Or what I was going to say is you've had their information, you've had their CVs, you've had their letter of interest.
Yes, we have all of the... We'll make a...
And so how can I help you come to that decision of selecting an attorney for that next commission meeting?
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Maryboy.
Mr. Chair, without confusing the situation, we already have an applicant sitting there. All I'm doing, along with the vote, as a matter of fact, we already acted on this particular item, and I don't know why we're talking about it. We don't need to interview. The judge has already made a decision without giving us even time, that we're trying to give the attorneys time. So the applicant that we have right now, we're going to consider that from here to then. And at that meeting, we will pick the choice of our attorney that we think would be the best candidate to represent us. That's all I'm doing.
Correct. And how can I help you come to that decision? What else can we provide you to help?
Get you schedule the meeting, that's it.
To schedule it?
Yeah.
So you don't want the four candidates here to interview?
We already know what their backgrounds are.
Okay. Okay.
What time? 9, 10?
What time 10. Do you guys want? 10?
10 o'clock.
And would be perfect.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to say one thing. I hope in deliberation we deliberate either as a commission or individually, not do anything that violates Open Meetings Act.
Absolutely. As far as I know, we have it. Just allegation that was made. That's.
Yeah, I think the Attorney General is going to investigate them.
Yeah. We're open. We have nothing to hide. That's it.
Okay.
That's the truth.
Can I make comment? No. Okay.
You can't make a comment.
Well, then why are you commenting?
I'm just making.
I'm speaking out.
Just a motion to adjourn is all we need.
Motion to adjourn.
Yes. Motion is made. Mr. Adams.
Yep.
Second by Mr. Maryboy.
All in favor?
All in favor. Either that or chair. We took care of business, so
chair. That was on the agenda.
Thank
adjourns
you.
The meeting.
Yes, see you in court.
Thank you.